The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Trying to get a quick John and Dave show in. Trying to get a quick Friday John and Dave show in. Will technology allow this to happen? Is the internet trying to stop joy from coming into your house? We've got a very short window. We've got a 10-minute window to hang out with the illustrious Mr. Jonathan Bartholomew Acuff. Rise, remove your hats, and welcome Mr. Acuff to the stake.
There we go.
I thought the internet was trying to keep us down.
It still might. We've been on live for 5 seconds. Let's not celebrate.
It's early.
A little early for the dancing, Dave. It's a little
early. I miss your face, John. You're so handsome.
Still here.
You're looking good, brother.
Yeah.
I had to warn the people this is going to be a short episode because there's meetings.
We're trying to earn money. These sweaters aren't free.
You can't get free sweaters anymore. You got to actually work.
I have a sweater sponsor. I don't have a single John and Dave sponsor that I've benefited from. I think you got meat sticks or something sent to you.
Chomplinks.
Chomps. Yeah, you got chomps at least. I think you got a scale. Like, you get stuff sent to you. I did get gummy bears sent to me.
I'm still shopping for a great sponsor for this show, and there just aren't any takers yet. I don't know what's happening.
That is shocking. It's shocking. Hey, when are you closing the office for Christmas?
One, I don't have an office, so that's strange. Two, I am...
You're in a room where you do work. That's an office.
Fair. That's fair. I'm probably going to shut down for real a week from today. Like,
yeah,
I'm going all the way up until the Friday before, and then...
Friday before. Oh, so the 17th. That's when I'm shutting it down.
Yeah.
That's a wrap.
Feels like you got to have a week before Christmas and a week after Christmas. I like 2 weeks of time off. What about you?
I find like 10 minutes after Christmas is over, very depressing. Like, I am like, it feels like you're like this, like you're building, you're taking that Mariah Carey roller coaster and you're just like clickety, clickety, clickety. And then once you get there, like Christmas afternoon, the 26th, you're like, what are we supposed to do with all
you want to know what's even crazier this year? This is the first year where like we're going to not have kids. Like we're swapping holidays, as it were. So my kids leave here next Wednesday night. And so we're having Christmas on my side with my kids on the 15th. Nice. So which is, by the way, like they're excited about their presents. They get to have Christmas here. Then they're going to go have a Christmas with mom. It's out of state.
What are you going to do on actual Christmas then?
I'm going to roll over to Heidi's. Yeah, I'm going to go to Heidi's. Yeah. I'm going to go and drink cocoa and watch people open presents and, be jolly.
That's probably better than cry alone.
Like, well, the thing is, I thought about crying alone, and then I was like, I'd probably be tempted to drink.
Of the two options, that's, you know what? That one sounds way more appealing.
Let me go get some cocoa.
Yeah, so you're going to go to Arizona. And this is the time of year to go to Arizona. I think this is Arizona's jam. The rest of the year, it's a little hot.
The 70s in Arizona right now. It's lovely. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
It's nice. Are you, let me ask you this. Do you ever buy yourself Christmas presents?
I mean, the thing is, last year, I will tell you, like, there are a lot of things that you experience in transitioning family dynamics. Last year, Christmas Day, I didn't open one gift. Not like one present.
Why? Because you've been terrible all year and Santa was furious at you?
Basically, Cole was out of stock and there was nothing
Supply
for
Supply chain? Supply
and so, like,
chain screwed you on Cole? Oh.
Out of Cole. So this year I was like, you know what? I am going to, at a minimum, I mean, I said to my kids, hey, you know what would be nice? If you thought about the big guy. I'm not asking you to buy something. You can make me something. I just need something to open up. It's going to be a bonanza of gifts for you. I would like to open one thing, just one thing. So I did buy myself one thing this year, just in case.
That
what
plan
did you buy yourself? Through. Can you tell? I don't want to spoil it for you, but can you? What did you buy yourself?
I bought myself a box of baseball cards.
That's new or old? Like
old.
What year?
The thing is, they're not baseball cards. I bought basketball cards. I bought old,
even better,
old Fleer basketball cards. And so then, when the kids have taken off, and I'm like, oh, I'm sad. I will become happy by opening up packs of old Fleer basketball cards.
What year did you get? Like 89?
What 89.
Dude, I might have that box in my office.
Like, it's a good one.
Did you buy them off eBay? Is that where you get those?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I'm not a verified buyer or shopper, but I do go to people that have the star.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah, just make sure I'm going to get the good stuff.
I think you should buy yourself more than one gift. I think the older I get, the more, like, last year I bought a couple, and my kids wrapped them, and on the label they put "To John from John." And I was like, that's fine. But, like, if you're in your 40s, like, nobody's going to get me a puppy. Like,
no.
And Jenny, she can probably hear this. She is 0-20 on making this a December to remember and having a Lexus in the driveway with a bow on it. Like,
no big red bows.
Every Christmas morning I run down the stairs in my Christmas pajamas, and I pull the curtain back, and I go, not this year. Always a bridesmaid, never a bride. That's what I say to myself, which doesn't even make sense because that's a wedding joke, but this is what I say.
Are you guys staying in town or going out of town?
We're going to Blowing Rock on the 17th, Blowing Rock, North Carolina. My in-laws have a place there, and it's amazing.
Love
and
that.
Then my birthday is the 19th, so we'll celebrate that. I'll be 46. How old are you?
I'm 46. I can tell you it's a pretty good year.
Good. I like 40s better. Like, I liked my 30s better than my 20s, and I like my 40s better than my 30s. So I plan to repeat that. I'm going to have such dope 50s. Like, my 50s are going to
– Are you
I'm
kidding
already,
me?
Like, yeah.
Yes.
It's going to be great. You
yes.
know yourself. If your life is heading in a healthy direction, if you're in the zone, if you're dialed in, you should progressively enjoy yourself more. That's how that's supposed to go.
100%. I do like that you casually just reminded me that your birthday is December 19th. So
well,
that's
not
now
just for you, mostly for people that were like, you know what? I'd really like to get him some Legos. What? That is
what?
Amazing. How did you, dude, you know
how
what
did I'm, you know?
I'll tell you a joke I do every year. This will be the second year I've done it. 3 days before my birthday, I tweet out and say, hey, heads up. My birthday's Sunday, and I'm going to do that post on Instagram at the end of the day. It says, thank you so much for the birthday wishes to gather in any latecomers. So it makes me look grateful, but I also get a lot more happy birthdays. Smart. I love when people on social media do that. They go, so excited, so thankful, so many people wish me happy birthday. Hint, hint, hint. So I'm going
to
do that.
Hey, John, I just got to interrupt you to let you know that one of your biggest fans, Dave Hollis Sr., said, wait until you get to your 70s.
There you
so,
go.
Dave Sr. is watching and can attest that the 70s get better too.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Has he built that? Aren't you building some sort of dojo in your backyard or some sort of?
There's no dojo. It's going to be an office, but it is apparently building in this Dripping Springs outside of Austin, Texas area is a little more difficult than you might think. They are trying to preserve every piece of green grass in these fine hill country hills. And so I bet
Joe Rogan has most of the lumber. Like, I could see him owning a lot of the lumber where you
most live. Of it.
Yeah. Like, so you've probably gone to the building inspector and you're like, hey, I need some lumber. I don't think that's where you get lumber, but you're like, hey, I need lumber. And they're like, we're so sorry. Joe Rogan has so much of that lumber. And you're like, oh man. Okay. I guess I'll just have to carve my own lumber. I don't think that's how you build stuff.
The nice thing is that the supply chain stuff that is affecting all humans really affects like appliances. Like if you want to have a fridge, you forget might as well order it for 3 years from now.
No, forget it. You're just going to have to dig a root cellar in your backyard in the ground, and you're going to have to put your food in the earth.
Yeah.
Not so close to the core that it's hot. Remember, we got magma in the middle.
No.
So you want to
find the sweet spot.
sweet spot, couple layers down, not so close to the magma that it heats up. That's what I think. That's science. That feels.
You're science.
Are you trying to order something you can't get right now? Are you getting another fridge?
No, it's more that like the things that they're asking for are at the very end of the project. And the idea of me making choices now before I've even seen a single truck show up feels
that
weird.
Overwhelms me. That overwhelms me. But you probably made a ton of choices when you were at Disney. Like, I have to assume your job involved like budgets and like
choices were part of the job. Yeah.
Fire Chewbacca. No, hire Chewbacca, like stuff like that. And so you were probably like, making choice. Did you ever take your glasses off when you were really mad? And you're like, we got to get these numbers.
Wait
up,
a second.
Johnson. Get that on my desk by 8 a.m. And I want to know how many Dalmatians we're going to have on that film. I imagine that's what your job
all
is.
All the time. Yeah. When you're working in sales and you're a nerd with the analytics team, they're always looking to you for creative choices. So yeah, it happened all the time.
But I don't think, do you really think you were a nerd? Here's my theory about you, Dave. And I think that the viewers will appreciate this. Sometimes I'm not saying you're doing this exactly. There might be a smidge. Sometimes super pretty girls that are supermodels will go, nobody talked to me in high school. And you're like, no, dude, everybody talked to you. Stop it. Like, I love when super popular people who have been beautiful their whole life go, oh, I was really uncool. So there's a part of me, it's not huge, but it's in there. It's a sliver. That's like, you're like 6'9". Like, you wear glasses that are cool. Like, you grew up in Malibu. I don't know where you grew up, but I feel like it was pretty. And so when you say you were a nerd or you were in, like, you were not cool in high school, I think that me and some of the viewers are like, is that accurate?
Is that a ruse?
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Is that you trying to be relatable, as it were? You're trying to be
Connect to the kids. I just want to connect to the kids, John.
Don't you hate when you don't go to the prom, gang? Hello, fellow youths. Yeah.
Oh, no. Let's be clear. The high school stuff, that's real. I was as tall as I am now and 100 pounds lighter. Like, I was just a strong gust of wind. I'm on the ground. Disney was a little bit different. Because I was walking with a little bit of confidence with all the goodies that we were putting in movie theaters. So, you know.
Was that from protein shakes? Do you feel like that helped? Like,
oh,
you start getting
no.
a lot of protein shakes going? I'm just trying to get a sense.
I have in the last, like, 2 years, but I haven't. Before that, protein shakes and I were not friends. They gave me
How much protein are you getting today? Like, in an average day? Let's get specific.
A ton. I'm having like 4 protein shakes a day for the most part. So
Are you doing raw eggs? Are you like rocking it? Like,
no. I mean, like, not yet.
Okay, you could be. Have you ever followed the Liver King on Instagram?
Yes.
I love him.
He's a beast.
I love him. I'm not like, there's no part of my life that the Venn diagram of the Liver King's life and John's life are like this.
Yeah.
But every now and then I'm like, I'm going to drag a chain through the woods. I'm going to do it.
He does it in a way, though, that makes it seem so cool. I'm like, what? Yeah. I don't even want to walk to the mailbox.
I don't think he owns a shirt. I don't think I'm going to say
I wouldn't. It. Here's the thing. If I had abs like that, I wouldn't own a shirt.
Do
Forget
you
it.
Think he goes to the bank that way? Do you think, like, when the Liver King has to deposit checks? I'm saying that something's wrong with the ATM. He has to go inside. Like, does he have a chain around his neck and no shirt?
The Liver King buries the balloons in the backyard. He hasn't gone to a bank in his whole life. What are you talking about?
I don't trust paper. Paper is not ancestral. Like,
he's living off the grid outside of his Instagram feed. Everything else is unplugged. His doubloons are in a bucket out back.
I got to interview that guy. I'm going to see if I can get him on my podcast. Maybe I can. I mean, here's the thing about podcasts. When you request people to be on your podcast, it's very difficult for them to know if you're legit. So you often get yeses that maybe you shouldn't get. Because like on the internet, you can send a well-worded email, say it's top rated. Everybody tells me I've never had a podcast request from somebody who doesn't have a top rated podcast.
Oh, of course.
Like, where are these rankings? Like, what are these? What is that even? And then I'll go and they'll have 12 reviews. And I'm like, top rated.
I got a note from LinkedIn this week, which, by the way, what is LinkedIn? I haven't been on it in forever. Yeah. I'm not looking for a job right now. From the PR person for Troy Aikman, who was requesting to come on the show. And it's happening.
So you're going to interview Troy Aikman?
Yeah.
So they found you via LinkedIn?
LinkedIn. Who's shopping for getting on a podcast on LinkedIn? I don't know. But Troy is coming on the show.
Does he have a book coming out?
I honestly I don't know why else he would want to try and do podcasts.
What if he's a silent partner in Chomps?
Have you thought about that? He wants to talk about Chomplings.
Yeah. So what, I mean, I'm just, we don't know. Do you know who owns it?
I don't know
who their investors are?
I don't. Yes, it could be Troy. Maybe it's Troy's enterprise.
A lot of people after sports get into investments, like Shaq. Shaq owns a lot of Subways. So maybe Troy Aikman owns a lot of pieces of dried meat companies.
We're going to dive into it. We'll get the hard-hitting questions on Troy. Troy, tell me about your dry meat business.
Yeah, write that down. I feel like some of my jokes you take just as jokes and not as wisdom. They're kind of – it's a coin, but there's two sides.
There's a lot of truth in every joke. There's a lot of truth.
Exactly. All right, I got to go to a meeting.
You got to go to a meeting.
Great to see you.
All right, you too, bro.
Have a meeting. Love you, Dave.
Love you, too.
All right.
Talk to you next week.
See you, buddy.
Bye.